Exodus chapter 24. Then he said to Moses, Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship at a distance. Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but the others shall not come near, and the people shall not come up with him. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances, and all the people answered with one voice and said, All the words that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning, and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and set up 12 pillars, corresponding to the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young men of the people of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed oxen as offerings of well-being to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he dashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant, and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient. Moses took the blood and dashed it on the people, and said, See the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. Under his feet there was something like a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. God did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. Also they beheld God, and they ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, Come up to me on the mountain, and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone, with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction. So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them. Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Exodus chapter 25. The Lord said to Moses, Tell the Israelites to take for me an offering. From all whose hearts prompt them to give, you shall receive the offering for me. This is the offering that you shall receive from them, gold, silver and bronze, blue, purple and crimson yarns and fine linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins, fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and gems to be set in the ephod and for the breastpiece, and have them make me a sanctuary, so that I may dwell among them. In accordance with all that I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so you shall make it. They shall make an ark of acacia wood. It shall be 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. You shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and outside you shall overlay it, and you shall make a molding of gold upon it all around. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on its 4 feet. 2 rings on the one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, by which to carry the ark. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. You shall put into the ark the covenant that I shall give you. Then you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. You shall make 2 cherubim of gold. You shall make them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at the one end, and 1 cherub at the other. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat you shall make the cherubim at its 2 ends. The cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. They shall face one to another. The faces of the cherubim shall be turned toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the covenant that I shall give you. There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the ark of the covenant, I will deliver to you all my commands for the Israelites. You shall make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. You shall overlay it with pure gold, and make a molding of gold around it. You shall make around it a rim, a handbreadth wide, and a molding of gold around the rim. You shall make for it 4 rings of gold, and fasten the rings to the 4 corners at its 4 legs. The rings that hold the poles used for carrying the table shall be close to the rim. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, and the table shall be carried with these. You shall make its plates and dishes for incense, and its flagons and bowls with which to pour drink offerings. You shall make them of pure gold. And you shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me always. You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The base and the shaft of the lampstand shall be made of hammered work. Its cups, its calyxes, and its petals shall be of 1 piece with it, and there shall be 6 branches going out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals, on 1 branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals, on the other branch. So 4 of the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself, there shall be 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with its calyxes and petals. There shall be a calyx of 1 piece with it under the 1st pair of branches, a calyx of 1 piece with it under the 2nd pair of branches, and a calyx of 1 piece with it under the 2nd pair of branches. So 4 of the 6 branches that go out of the lampstand. Their calyxes and their branches shall be of 1 piece with it, the whole of it 1 hammered piece of pure gold. You shall make the 7 lamps for it, and the lamps shall be set up so as to give light on the space in front of it. Its snuffers and trays shall be of pure gold. It and all these utensils shall be made from 1 talent of pure gold. And see that you make them according to the pattern for them, which is being shown you on the mountain. Exodus chapter 26. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen, and blue, purple, and crimson yarns. You shall make them with cherubim skillfully worked into them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall be of the same size. 5 curtains shall be joined to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be joined to one another. You shall make loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain in the 1st set, and likewise you shall make loops on the edge of the outermost curtain on the 2nd set. You shall make 50 loops on the 1 curtain, and you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is in the 2nd set. The loops shall be opposite one another. You shall make 50 clasps of gold, and join the curtains to one another with the clasps, so that the tabernacle may be one whole. You shall also make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall be of the same size. You shall join 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and the 6th curtain you shall double over at the front of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in 1 set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the 2nd set. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze, and put the clasps into the loops, and join the tent together so that it may be one whole. The part that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. The cubit on the 1 side and the cubit on the other side of what remains in the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on this side and that side, to cover it. You shall make for the tent a covering of tanned ram skin, and an outer covering of fine leather. You shall make upright frames of acacia wood for the tabernacle. 10 cubits shall be the length of a frame, and 1.5 cubits the width of each frame. There shall be 2 pegs in each frame to fit the frames together. You shall make these for all the frames of the tabernacle. You shall make the frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side, and you shall make 40 bases of silver under the 20 frames, 2 bases under the 1st frame for its 2 pegs, and 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 pegs. and for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side 20 frames, and there 40 bases of silver, 2 bases under the first frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the rear of the tabernacle westward you shall make 6 frames. You shall make 2 frames for corners of the tabernacle in the rear. They shall be separate beneath, but joined at the top, at the first ring. It shall be the same with both of them. They shall form the 2 corners. And so there shall be 8 frames with their bases of silver, 16 bases, 2 bases under the first frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. You shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the side of the tabernacle at the rear westward. The middle bar, halfway up the frame, shall pass through from end to end. You shall overlay the frames with gold, and shall make their rings of gold to hold the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. Then you shall erect the tabernacle according to the plan for it that you were shown on the mountain. You shall make a curtain of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and a fine twisted linen. It shall be made with cherubim skillfully worked into it. You shall hang it on 4 pillars of acacia overlaid with gold, which have hooks of gold and rest on 4 bases of silver. You shall hang the curtain under the clasps, and bring the Ark of the Covenant in there, within the curtain, and the curtain shall separate for you the holy place from the Most Holy. You shall put the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant in the Most Holy place. You shall set the table outside the curtain, and the lampstand on the south side of the tabernacle opposite the table, and you shall put the table on the north side. You shall make a screen for the entrance of the tent, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen embroidered with needlework. You shall make for the screen 5 pillars of acacia, and overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold, and you shall cast 5 bases of bronze for them.